凡事谦虚、温柔、忍耐，用爱心互相宽容，用和平彼此联络，竭力保守圣灵所赐合而为一的心。
I therefore, the prisoner in the Lord, beg you to learn a life worthy of the calling to which you have been called, with all humanity and gentleness and patience, bearing one another in love. Making every effort to maintain the unity of the Spirit in the bond of peace.
好，我们再继续多读几节，读到第六节。身体只有一个，圣只有一个，正如你们蒙召同有一个指望，一主、一喜、一神，就是你的父，超乎众人之上，冠乎众人之中，也住在众人之内。
Verse 4 through 6. There is one body and one spirit, just as you were called to be one hope of your calling. One Lord, one faith, one baptism, one God, and the Father of all, who is above all and through all and in all.
我们再读同一章第四章第十一节。
Verse 11.
十一到十三节。
Verse 11 to 13.
他所赐的有使徒，有先知，有传福音的，有牧师和教师，为要成全圣徒，各尽其职，建立基督的身体，只等到我们众人在真道上同归于一，认识神的儿子，得以长大成人，满有基督长成的身量。
The gifts he gave that some would be apostles, some prophets, some evangelists, some pastors, to equip the saints for the work ministry, to build up the body of Christ, until all of us come to the unity of the faith and of the knowledge of the Son of God, to mature to the measure of the full stature of Christ.
好，我们再读啊，《哥林多前书》第一章。
First Corinthians.
哥林多前书第一章第九节。
First Corinthians chapter 1 verse 9.
神是信实的，你们原是被他所召，好与他儿子我们的主耶稣基督一同得份。
God is faithful, by him you were called into his fellowship of the Son, Jesus Christ our Lord.
这里中文也可以翻译，就像我们姐妹用英文所翻译，就是我们蒙召乃是进入他儿子主耶稣基督的交通。
We were called into the fellowship of the Son of the Jesus Christ our Lord.
好，我们最后再读希伯来书第十章。
Hebrews chapter 10.
希伯来书第十章，我们就读第二十五节。
Verse 25.
你们不可停止聚会，好像那些停止惯了的人，倒要彼此劝勉，既知道或说看见那日子临近，就更当如此。
Not neglecting to meet together.As is the habit of some, but encouraging one another, and all the more as you see the day approaching.
好，让我们一起低头在主面前有一点祷告。
Let's pray.
主，我们感谢你，实在是因为你先爱了我们。
Lord, we thank you for you first loved us.
主，当我们行在这大而可畏旷野里头。
And when we walk in the sphere wilderness.
主啊，实在是你的慈神爱所常常的牵引着我们。
Because you are love, you guided us.
主，是你的爱把我们聚集在一起。
It is your love to gather us together.
爱把我们联络在一起。
And it is your love to put us in you.
让我们在地上能够成为你的见证。
That we can become your testimony in the world.
主啊，神，愿你再将你的心意向我们打开。
And then open your view to us this morning.
那赐人智慧和启示的灵再赏给我们。
And send the spirit of wisdom and revelation.
让我们能够真认识你。
Let us truly to know you.
也能够认识你在我们身上拯救我们的心意。
And to know the will that you saved us.
让我们都能够忘记背后，努力面前。
So that we can forget things behind and pursue the way.
向着标杆直跑。
And we run towards the goal.
主，好叫我们能够得着你所要我们得着的。
So that we can receive that you predestined us to get.
也愿你得着你的教会做你的产业。
May you receive your church as your inheritance.
叫荣耀颂赞都归给你。
Give you all glory and praise.
祷告奉主耶稣基督的名。
In the name of Jesus Christ, we pray.
Amen.
Amen.
刚刚我们所读以弗所书第一章圣经，那里圣经告诉我们
In Ephesians chapter 1 tells us
教会是基督的身体
is the body of Christ
是那充满万有者所充满的
And then he has filled everything all in all
我们知道在神的心里面他有一个奥秘
You know, there is a secret in God's heart.
这奥秘也是他的旨意。
And that secret is His will.
是按照他所喜悦的，他所定下来的。
And He predestined by His pleasure.
就是要到日期满足的时候。
At the time comes.
叫天上地上一切的都在基督里同归于一。
And then everything in heaven and earth will become one in Christ.
他叫基督成为那一切。
And then Christ will be all.
也充满一切。
And it's in all.
叫基督在一切万有里头，他能够来居首位。
And he will be the head in everything.
所以我们知道，神在历史历代以来，他一直为着这样一个目标，为着这样一个目的，他在那里工作。
And then God works in generations.
在时间的里头。
In time.
今天我们看见神如何来成就他这旨意。
And let us to see how God accomplished His will.
叫基督能够做万有之首。
So that Christ will be the head of everything.
乃是借着教会。
It is through church.
所以我们看见今天神的工作乃是在他的教会里面。
And we see God's work and then His heart desire is on His church.
我们看见教会乃是神成就他永远旨意的器皿。
And we know that a church is the vessel that Lord will accomplish His will.
这里让我们看到教会乃是基督的身体
And that we see the church is the body of Christ
所以我们先来澄清一下现在我们一般人常有的一个错误观念
Let us to clarify some of the wrong conception
我们知道教会并不是指着这个建筑物
Church is not refers to a building
当我们刚来美国的时候
When we just came to America
我们看见有许许多多那个尖顶的建筑物
And then we see many churches with pointed like churches.
可能在屋顶或在这个屋子的旁边都有十字架的记号
And then you will see a cross as a sign.
那我们说那个是教会
And then we see that is a church.
或是有些时候我们把东西给忘了比如说我完以后把很多锅碗瓢盆放在教会
And then sometimes you forget your belongings.
那我们再去教会再把这个锅碗瓢盆拿回来
And then we go to church to get to pick it up next time.
从主的话语我们认识教会并不是指的这个建筑物。
From the words of the Lord and the church is not refers to a building.
教会也不是地上人为的一个组织。
It is not a organization.
刚刚我们弟兄提到，在地上人为的组织呢，它必须要有一些的规章来规范大家。
And then our brother just mentioned, as an organization, they must have a regulations.
我们看见美国这个国家。
And we see America.
有几亿的人口。
There is a 10 billion of people.
他如何来维持这国家的次序呢
？And how can they put those people in order?
不管是社会，不管是经济的次序。
No matter the societal or economic.
你必须要有许多的制度、许多的规章、许多的法律。
They must have a system and law.
我们看见今天的地球充满了许多的这个人口。
And then we see the population on this earth.
就看见就有这个人为的组织，就像联合。
And then we see so many organizations like UN.
他想要来促成人类的合一
and then it will pursue their oneness
我们看见那就需要许许多多的那个组织规章来规范
and you see there are so many rules
而它的结果呢
and then what is the result
仍然不能够把人类带进那个合一里
but still cannot put all the human into the unity
反而让我们看见有许许多多的混乱
on contrary there is more confusions
所以今天神的教会虽然在地上
Even God's church is on the earth.
但它却不是一个人为的组织。
But it's not a human organization.
所以感谢主，在我们聚会当中，我们并没有这些规条、这些规章来规范弟兄姐妹。
Now thank the Lord, we don't have regulations to constrain your freedom.
当然，我们知道很可惜的，有一些奉主名的聚会，他们需要有这些的规章。
Unfortunately, there are some gathering they do have regulations.
但是我们发现，就算有那些规章。也不能够把教会带进那个合一。
But even though they have regulations, but they cannot put everybody into the unity.
所以我们看见教会不是这个建筑物。
And then, no, church is not a building.
神的教会也不是人为的组织，把大家能够组织在一起。
It is not a human organization.
因为教会乃是一个生机体。
But the church is a living body.
它乃是 神借着圣灵所生的。
It is born by the Holy Spirit.
基督如何？
And what Christ is,
教会也应当是如何。
And so does his church.
因为教会乃是基督的身体。
Because the church is the body of Christ.
所以在这节圣经里面，让我们看见教会乃是盛装基督丰满的器皿。
And here we see a church is the vessel to contain the fullness of Christ.
我们看见我们的元首是那样的丰富。
And we see our head, our commander is so rich.
当我们的主借着十字架。
And through the cross,
他败坏了掌死权。
He defeated death.
他虽然死了，又埋葬了。
Even though he was buried,
但他第三天复活。
But he rose at the third day.
他复活之后，向门徒们显现四十天之久。
And he was and presented himself 40 days to his disciples.
然后在门徒的面前，他被接到天上。
And then he was raptured ascended before his apostles.
我们怎么知道我们复活的主耶稣被升到天上，坐在父神宝座右边呢？
And how do we know he was ascended and sat at the right hand of the Father?
因为在五旬节的时候，
because at the Pentecost,
按着父所应许的，
at the promise of the Father,
我们看见圣灵浇灌下来，
and we know the Holy Spirit was poured down.
教会就诞生了。
So that church was gave birth at the church.
所以我们看见教会不是人为的组织。
So we know The church is not a human organization.
教会乃是神借着圣灵所生的一个生命有机体。
And the church is a living body which is gave birth by the Holy Spirit.
这个体呢，它的头元首乃是在天上。
And then the head's body is in heaven.
这个身体乃是在地上。
And but the body is on earth.
乃是借着圣灵，叫这个身体与这个元首与这个头相连在一起。
So through the Holy Spirit, this body and then the head are connected together.
所以当我们在地上看见这耶稣荣耀的身体，
When we see the glorious body of Christ on earth,
我们就知道我们的父神已经立我们的主为主为基督。
We know our God Father is already appointed our Lord as a head and as Lord.
而今天在地上的人如何能够认识这位荣耀？的主耶稣。
And how people in the world will know this glorious Lord?
如何能够认识这位在天上宝座上的主耶稣？
And how do we know the Lord who is in the precious throne in heaven?
乃是借着他的身体。
But through his body.
所以我们看见基督如何。
And we see how Christ is.
他的身体也应当如何。
And so does his body.
基督是什么样的性质？
And then how the characters of Christ.
他的身体在地上的身体也应当是同样的。
And then so does his body on the church have characteristics.
而不止如此。
And not only this.
在基督里一切的丰盛。
All the abundance in Christ.
神要将这样的丰盛充满在教会当中。
And God will make this abundance and filling it in his church.
叫教会就是基督的身体成为那充满万有者所充满的。
So that church, which is the body of Christ, will be filled the fullness of Christ.
所以教会乃是盛装基督丰满的那个器皿。
So a church is the vessel to contain the fullness of Christ.
同时教会也是彰显基督荣耀的器皿。
And then a church is the vessel to manifest the glory of Christ.
我们看见当我们主耶稣升天的时候，
When our Lord was ascended,
他已经得着了荣耀。
And he received glory.
父将那天上地上一切所有的一切的权柄都伏在他的脚前。
And the Father gave all the authority to him, all under his feet.
叫万膝要跪拜，万口要称颂。
And all knees shall bow, all tongue confess.
我们主耶稣，他是那万主之主，万王之王。
Our Lord, He is the King of the Lord of the Lords.
今天，神要借着主在地上的这个身体。
And then through the body of Christ on the earth today.
借着主的教会。
And then through His church.
同样的来彰显基督的荣耀。
He will manifest the glory of Christ.
所以教会乃是彰显基督荣耀的那个器皿。
So church is the vessel to glorify God's glory.
所以我们看见今天神在他的教会当中所做的工作。
So we see the works that Lord works at His church.
一方面就是叫教会被基督来充满。
And on the one hand, His church was filled by Christ.
一方面就是要借着教会来彰显基督的荣耀。
On the other hand, and then through church, it will manifest the glory of Christ.
简单的说，神的工作乃是要达到，乃是要达到，也可以说要恢复基督身体的那个见证。
And then simply, and then the God's work is to revive, to restore the testimony of God's glory.
所以教会的见证是什么？
What is the testimony of church?
一方面是彰显基督的丰盛。
On the one hand, we will manifest the fullness of Christ.
一方面还是见证基督的荣耀。
On the other hand, it's testify the glory of Christ.
就是让基督为着教会做万有之首。
So that the Lord is the head of everything.
就是让基督在我们这些首先有盼望的人当中来得着他所当得的地位。
So Lord will receive His glory for the people who receive hope firstly.
这是为什么今天无论在我们个人生活当中，
This is why no matter for individual,
无论在我们家庭生活里面，
or at our household,
无论在各处奉主名的聚集当中，
or at a gathering by the name of the Lord,
我们追求的一个目标还是让基督居首位。
And our goal is to let Christ is the head.
这是我们的见证。
And that is our testimony.
感谢主，每个主日早晨我们能够借着饼杯来同做这样的见证。
And I thank the Lord, and then every Sunday through the communion service, we will have such testimony.
我们人说，
and even we have many people,
让我们同领一个饼，
we receive one bread.
肢体虽多，
we have different members,
让我们同做一个见证，
but we testify in one.
就是教会是基督的身体，
that is, church is the body of Christ.
基督还是教会的元首。
And then, and Christ is the head of church.
所以这是何等宝贵，我们能够有这样一个饼杯的聚会。
And how precious we have a communion service.
既然我们知道教会的见证乃是那身体的见证。
And even though, since we know, and the testimony of church is the testimony of the body of Christ.
这基督身体的见证必须是合一的。
The testimony of the body of the Christ has to be in unity.
对，因为我想到主的话就何等的奇妙。
And I see how marvelous is the word of God.
主的话用身体来代表教会。
And he used body to represent church.
一发现这个头和身体是不能分开的。
And on the one hand, you know, head and body separated.
如果这个头与这个身体是分开的，
if the head and the body was disconnected,
那就不是一个身体，
that is not a body.
那乃是一个尸体，
and that is a dead body.
那里不能彰显那个生命的荣耀，
you cannot manifest the glory of a life.
那个身体也不能达到那个头所要达到的那个目的，
and the body will not fulfill the purpose.
同时我们看见这个身体里头虽然有四肢百体，
and then on the body, even though we have arms and legs and other organs,
但它却是合一的，
but it's in one.
你不能说我手啊想在厨房做一点菜，
and then if you think my hands will work in kitchen,
但是我的脚呢可以到超级市场去买一些我需要的东西，
but my feet will go to the supermarket to buy grocery.
你发现这身体无论在什么样的时候，
and no matter when the whole body is,
都是在那个一的里头，
it must be in one.
这次感谢主，我们刚西岸特会回来，
and then praise the Lord, I just came back from the West Coast conference, Christian conference.
我听到那个孩子们主日学服侍孩子们的那个弟兄啊跟我们说了，他们做了一个那个算是劳作。
And then
craft.
Oh, they have a craft work from those Sunday school teachers.
下次你们主日学老师也可以试试看。
And the next time the Sunday school teachers, you can try this too.
他就希望孩子们能够明白教会是基督的身体这个真理。
And the purpose to let the children understand the truth of the body of Christ.
他就把他们一般大概四五十个孩子们就分成四组。
And they divided the four or fifty students into small groups.
有分成四组哈，有一组呢，他们就专门要做，他们有四组专门，有一组呢专门做头。
And they were at four groups. One group and they will be the head, the make head.
然后他们就要做四个头。
And then they will make four heads.
另外有一组呢就做手。
And then the other group will make hands.
他们就要做几双手
？How many pairs?
八双手，对不对
？Eight, 四双手，
八只手，对。另外有一组呢，他们做脚。
And then the other group will make feet.
他们就做八只脚。
And then they'll make eight feet.
另外有一组呢，就做身体。
Another group will make body.
要做四个身体。
And then we'll make four body.
所以这个老师的说明非常简单。
So the instructions are simple.
所以这个四组的孩子们开始做他们所该做的。
And so these four groups kids they start work.
做完了以后呢，老师就要把他们通通聚在一起。
And then after they finish, and the teacher put them together.
啊，他就要把这粘土呢，要把它拼成四个人。
And then they will put those clay with the parts and then put into four people.
当他们把他那个人要做起来的时候
，When they have to put the person together,
就发现啊，那身体啊特别大。
And then they find out the body is very big.
脚做得很短。
And the feet were small.
那手做得很长。
And then the arms were long.
比身体还大。
And then it's even bigger than body.
那头是做得小小的。
And the head is very small.
至于细节我们怎么做哈
？And I don't know the detail.
做起来啊，你把那个手脚头身体合在一起的时候，你发现这一点都不俊美。
When put all things all the parts together is not beautiful.
为什么呢
？Why？
你发现，因为每个人呐、啊，他知道他要做的是头、是手、是脚、是身体。
Even individual group, they only make one part.
但他并不晓得这个人应该是怎么样的一个人。
But they don't know what they're the whole thing they're going to make.
感谢主，今天乃是神在建造他的教会。
But praise the Lord, it is God to build up His church.
乃是教会的主，他在治理他的教会。
It is the Lord of church to reign His church.
他知道如何把我们众人联络在一起。
He knows how to put us together.
就看见我们每个人这个荣美的身体。
So we will see this beautiful body.
你发现今天神在他教会当中也在做同样的工作。
And then God is doing the same work.
他也要得着一个能够盛装基督丰满的一个身体。
He will leave a vessel who can contain the glory of Christ.
他也建造一个能够显基督荣耀的一个身体。
And this body will glorify God.
所以今天我们不能像那个四组孩子们一样埋头苦干。
We cannot work so hard like these four groups of children.
我想好，我是做手的。
And then if I'm making the hands,
我就把我的手做。
And I'll just making these hands perfectly.
发现跟弟兄姐妹配搭在一起的时候
，And then when you work together with brothers and sisters,
发现这个身体啊，就不太俊美。
And then you see this body is not beautiful.
得让我们看见，如果我们都连于元首基督
，If we all connected with the head, which is our Jesus Christ,
我们都让教会的主来建造他的身体
，And we let the Lord of the Christ to build up His body.
我们看见教会就能够成为基督的彰显
，And then the church will be the manifestation of Christ.
所以在约翰福音第五章，主告诉我们
，In John chapter 5, Lord tells us,
他说我父做事直到如今，我也做事。
He say my Father works till now, and then so I am working.
我们知道在创世纪，神借着六天，他创造宇宙万有。
You know in Genesis created the universe.In 6 days,
他创造了万有之后，他安息了。
And he rested after his creation.
但是我们看见主他神却仍然能在做工。
But we see God is still working.
他要做一件什么事情呢
？And what is he working on?
他乃是要恢复宇宙的一个次序。
And he will restore the ordinance of the universe.
当然，我们知道在宇宙间神创造之后产生了一个叛叛乱的事。
You know, after the creation, there is a rebelling.
就是魔鬼撒旦。
It is Satan.
他在那里破坏神所创的这一切有秩序的宇宙。
And he destroyed this orderly universe.
我们看见在神的心意里头。
But in the heart of the Lord.
在他所喜悦的旨意里面。
And in his will that it pleased him.
他将万有恢复到他起初荣耀的那个状态。
He restored the universe to the to the glorious status.
就是让他的儿基督做万有的元首。
And that is his son Christ will be the head of the whole universe.
充满在万有当中。
And then and then Christ will be filled in all.
而主耶稣在约翰福音第五章所说的，我父做事直到如今。
And then in John chapter 5 it says, my Father works till the very day.
主耶稣说他也做事。
And the Lord says, I am too working.
那他们在做什么呢
？And what is he doing?
就是要借着教会。
That is through his church.
借着教会让基督做万有之首。
And through church, and then Christ will be the head of everything.
所以我们到了圣经最末了一卷书启示录。
At the end of the book, which is Revelation.
在启示录第一章和第二章第一节那里。
In chapter 1 and 2.
在那里我们看见教会的主。
And then when you see the Lord of Christ,
他在七个金灯台中间行走。
The head of the church, and he walks in the seven stars.
我们看见其实我们的教会的主人在那里，在他的教会当中做什么呢？
And he walks in the golden lampstand. What is he?
他乃是要得着他的身体。
And to receive his body.
叫他的身体能够盛装他的丰盛。
So that his body will contain his abundance.
他叫他的身体能够彰显他的荣耀。
So that his body will glorify him.
所以这是今天神在宇宙间所做的唯一的事情。
And that is the only thing that Lord works on the universe.
就是为了要成就他永远的旨意。
It is he is going to fulfill his eternal purpose.
所以今天，既然父神在做这件事
，and since Father is working，
我们的主耶稣在做这件事
，and then our Lord is working。
其实这也是我们今天蒙恩的人在地上。唯一的一个使命
and so does this is our duty
就让主能够得着他的身体
that is may the Lord will receive his body
并且叫他的身体就是教会能够彰显那身体合一的见证
and in order to let his body which is church and to be the testimony of him
所以在以弗所第四章那边保罗告诉我们要竭力保守圣赐的合一
so in Ephesians chapter 4 it tells us we have to make all effort to keep the oneness in Christ.
所以我们看见当保罗在写以弗所书的时候
when Paul writes the book of Ephesians
他虽然是被关在罗马的监牢里头
even he was in prison
他的环境四面受困
and he was constrained
很可能他当时活命的指望都没有
and maybe he will lose his life
他在那里保罗经历了一个真理的实际
and then, but Paul experienced a reality of the truth
就是在以弗所第二章那边所说到的我们与基督一同死了
and then that's in Ephesians chapter 2 it says we died with Christ
神又叫我们与他一同活过来
and then we alive with Christ
叫我们与他一同的复活
and so we rise with him
不仅一同复活，也叫我们一同与他一同坐在天上。
Not only revelated with him and with his in heaven.
感谢主，借着这一次的特会，主给我了一个新的开启。
And the praise the Lord through this summer conference, he renewed my mind.
我相信我们都知道，我们与主耶稣一同死了，一同埋葬，也一同复活。
We all know we died and buried with him, and we rose with him.
在过去，当我读到以弗所书这段经文的时候，我知道我们乃是与基督一同在天上，这是我们的一个地位。
And then before when I read Revelation chapter 2, I know that is a position we are in heaven.
但借着这次特会主让我看见也是借着保罗所经历到的这不仅是保罗的一个启示
during summer conference Lord revealed me this is not only the revelation from Paul
也就是说我们不仅与基督一同坐在天上有这样的地位
we not only have the position that we sit in heaven with Christ
当保罗写以弗所书的时候他乃是亲身经历到与基督一同坐在天上
And when Paul read the book of Ephesians, he experienced that he was living with Christ in heaven.
当我们读他所圣灵所启示他写的以弗所书，还有哥罗西书等等的书信。
And so that's why he wrote all these epistles.
我们看见谁读不出来是一个坐在监狱里头被关在监狱里头的人所写的。
We can tell that he was in prison.
我们看见因为他经历到了他乃是与基督一同坐在天上。
And then because he experienced that he was sit in heaven with Christ.
当他从天上往下看的时候
When he looked down from heaven.
地上没有任何的难处能够再拘禁他。
And there is no difficulties can constrain him.
他在那里所做的所讲到与基督一同坐在天上。
When he talked about he sit in heaven with Christ.
不再只是一个地位。
That is not only a position.
乃是我们基督徒可以一同经历的。
That is the reality that we can experience.
所以我们看见在那里，保罗让我们看见，我们今天在地上乃是与天相连的。
And then the Paul led us to see, even we are on, but we are connected to heaven.
借着圣灵，我们能够经历这真理一切的实际。
Through Holy Spirit, we will experience all this in reality.
今天在地上，我们能够来为主耶稣基督做这合一的见证。
So that we can testify for the Lord.
当保罗在以弗所书前三章，他把这个教会的真理完全的向我们启明、启示。
In the first three chapters, Paul revealed this truth.
来到以弗所第四章，他告诉我们第一件事情，在实行的方面的第一件事。
The first thing he talking about in chapter 4，
就在我们如何在地上能够来有这样一个身体合一见证的实际。
And start talking about reality and how to testify the unity.
他第一件事情讲到的就是竭力保守圣灵的合一。
And first of all, he said we have to make efforts to keep the oneness in Christ.
那这讲到圣灵的合一是指的什么呢？
And then what the unity of the spirit, what does it mean?
就是你的合一跟我们一般的那个所谓合一是完全不相同的。
The unity of the spirit is different than the oneness we were talking about.
在地上人如何能够达到所谓的合一呢？
And how people can accomplish the oneness on earth.
可能是借着彼此的妥协。
And then it's about the compromise.
借着彼此的退让。
And then we compromise each other.
借着各样的方法和条件。
And then by all the methods and conditions.
他制造出一个统一。
And then it becomes a so harmony.
但是在人的心里头却没有那真实的合一。
But in their heart, there is no true harmony.
这里讲到的合一乃是在圣灵的里头。
But this unity is in the spirit.
这里讲到圣灵的合一乃是三一神的那个合一。
And this oneness is the Trinity. It's in Trinity.
我们看见我们所信的神乃是三而一之神。
And then we know the God that we believe is in Trinity.
只有一位神，
There is only one God,
就是那独的真神，
the only God,
那创造万有的主宰。
And then the God who created the whole new universe.
但是这位真神的里面，他却有三个不同的位格。
But in this one God, there is three persons.
这是一般我们所认识的父、子、圣灵。
And that is God the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit.
但这一位三而一之神，他们之间却是完全的合一。
But this Trinity God and they are in one.
完全的和谐。
And it's completely in harmony.
他们是自有永有。
And then it is eternal.
他们是同等的。
And they're equal.
他们是同尊。
And then they are an honored equally.
也同荣。
And then they receive glory.
他们有同样的一个目标。
They have the same goal.
他们在那里完全合一的在那里来成就这个事情。
And then in oneness, they accomplish this goal.
所以今天神就借着圣灵把我们带进这个合一的里头。
And then God and take us into this one Holy Spirit.
所以以弗所第四章告诉我们要竭力保守圣灵的合一。
And so in chapter 2 tells us we have to make effort to keep the oneness in the Holy Spirit.
他为什么说竭力保守呢？
Why it says to have to make efforts to keep it?
当圣灵把我们进入基督的身体的时候。
When the Holy Spirit take us into this body of Christ.
我们就被带进这个合一的里头。
We are bring into the oneness.
意思就是说
，That means
这个合一我们已经得着了。
We already received the unity.
若我们还没有得着
，If we haven't received yet,
我们就不能保守。
And we cannot keep it.
我们因为已经得着了
，Because we received already.
所以我们要竭力的保守。
So that why we can make effort to keep it.
所以这里。主的话告诉我们说要竭力保守圣灵合为一的心。
That is why the Lord tells us we have to make effort to keep the unity of the Holy Spirit.
这是今天我们在基督身体里面所做的一个最重要的见证。
And this is the very important testimony that we have to make.
因为教会是基督的身体。
Because church is the body of Christ.
所以我们必须保守基督的见证。
We have to keep the testimony of the unity.
所以保罗我们说怎么样竭力来保守你的合一呢
So Paul tells us how can we keep the unity of the Holy Spirit
他说要用谦虚用温柔用忍耐用爱用和平
We have to do this with humbleness, gentleness, patience, love and peace
弟兄姐妹我们如何能够保守这圣灵的合一呢
？And how can we keep the unity of the Holy Spirit？
你发现我们也不能。
And then we can't。
但是同样的，这个能力神也赐给了我们。
But God gave the power to us。
神赐给我们什么呢
？And then what God gave it to us？
他把他的儿子赐给我们。
He gave His Son to us。
所以他儿子的谦卑。
The humbleness from his son.
儿子的温柔。
The gentleness from his son.
儿子的忍耐。
The gentleness, the endurance of his son.
他儿子的爱。
the love of his son,
儿子的和平,
the peace of his son.
就是我们主耶稣所有一切美好的性格,
all, that is all the beautiful characters that God gave it to us. If we don't have it,
能用,
then we can't use it.
神说你们有了,
and God says you already have it.
儿子的生命赐给我们,
because he gave the life of his son to us.
所以我们有了神的儿子,
if we have his son,
我们就有他的谦卑,
and we have his humbleness,
我们有他的温柔,
we have his gentleness,
有他的忍耐,
his endurance, love and peace.
然而神在这里就是提醒我们说, 要用,
but God here reminded us we have to use them.
我们要依靠主的性格,
we have to trust in his character.
来让主的性格在我们身上,
so that his characters,
好叫我们能够来竭力保守, 这圣灵里的合一,
so that we can to make effort to keep the unity of the Holy Spirit.
这就是为什么过去这段日子感谢主有机会和弟兄们一同来交通道认识关于主的性格。
And this is why I had an opportunity to fellowship with you is the characters of Christ.
主的这些性格在我们身上要能够培养能够建立起来。
And then those characters will be built up on us.
还不单是我们个人能够来
And not only individually we have the testimony.
当然不是让我们自己欣赏,
it's not for our enjoyment.
也不是让弟兄姐妹来欣,
it's not for your enjoyment.
更重要的一件事情,
but more important,
乃是借着主的这些的性格,
but through the characters of the Christ,
我们能够来竭力保守圣灵里的合一,
so that we can keep the unity of the Holy Spirit.
好像我们能一同的来做基督身体合一的见证,
so that we can testify the oneness of the Christ.
但在以弗所书第四章那边让我们看见有两个提到两次合一。
And then here in chapter 4 Ephesians there two times it mentioned the unity.
他第三节那边让我们看见的要我们保守的是圣灵里的合一。
And in verse 3 and talking about to keep the unity of the Holy Spirit.
这个是我们从 从圣灵重生一蒙恩得救的时候我们就得着了就进入那个合一的
We had received this when we were reborn.
第四章第十三节
And in verse 13
这边讲说 我们众人在真道上同归于一认识神的儿子
And here talking about all of us, we come to the unity of faith. And here is another unity. Actually, it's not another unity. The brother tells us,
在这里所讲到的这两个合一,
but there's two unities. It is in one.
就像是一个棍子一样,
it is like a stick.
No. A rod.
A rod.
圣灵里的合一是那个起点,
and then the unity of the Holy Spirit is the starting point.
但今天神要带领我们,
but God will lead us.
借着他所赐给教会各样的恩赐,
and then by all the gifts he gave the church.
有使徒, 有先知, 有教师, 等等的,
and then there is an apostles, there is an evangelist, and the
teachers.
And then he will put all,
就把每, 所有蒙恩的人,
as all who receive this grace,
把所有在基督身体里的每一个肢体,
and all them in Christ,
都能够在一起,
it will connect them together,
直到,
until,
另外一个合一,
and until you to the other end,
就叫我们能够在真道上,
so that and in truth,
在认识神的儿子上面,
and to the knowledge of his son,
达到完全的合一,
and then reach the oneness.
我们看见神永远的旨意得着成就,
and then that the eternal purpose of the Lord will be accomplished.
所以我们看见今天我们在地上所要见证的这个合一,
and then see on the earth then the oneness that we testify.
一方面乃是在圣灵的合一, 那是我们已经得着的,
on the one hand is the unity of the Holy Spirit which is we received already.
我们要竭力的来保守,
and we have to make effort to keep it.
而我们的目标呢,
and our purpose, our goal,
乃是要在真道上, 就是在所有的真理上,
it is in truth,
还在认识神儿子的上面,
and of the knowledge of the Son of God.
这个认识不是一个知识上面的合一,
and know him is not the one that's in knowledge.
姐妹翻译得很好, 乃是 know him, 就是我们乃是在主观经历上面对儿子的认识,
it is
也达到合一,
and objectively we have to know him into that oneness.
所以这是神今天在教会当中所做的一个工作。
That is the work that the Lord is still working on His church.
那我们如何能够达到基督身体合一的见证呢
？And how can we reach the oneness of the Holy Spirit？
当然，我们前面已经讲到，乃是要竭力保守在圣灵里面已经有的那个合一。
We already talked about we have to keep the unity we already have.
好，这里问弟兄姐妹一个问题。
I'll ask a question.
这个合一我们已经得着了。
We received this oneness already.
神给我们的命令也非常简单。
And the order from God is simple.
就是保守。
Just keep it.
你守住了。
You get hold of.
这教会就有合一的见证。
And then the church will have the testimony of the.
虽然这是一个起点。
Even this is a starting point.
但它确实能够彰显身体合一的见证。
But it will manifest the oneness of the body.
主的话说，保守就是了。
And the Lord just tells us to keep it.
那我问弟兄们的问题是容不容易
？And I will ask you, is it easy?
大家觉得容不容易
？Think it's easy?
当然，我们不要说是全是奉主名的聚会。
It's not only mentioned in all the gatherings by the name of the Lord in the world.
我们就说在 Dumbo 聚会当中
，Let us just see brothers and sisters at Dumbo.
我们能不能彰显这基督身体合一的见证
？And can we testify the oneness of His body?
我们能不能保守在圣灵里面这个合一呢
？And can we keep the oneness of the Holy Spirit?
我想弟兄姐妹可能有感觉，这是一件不容易的事。
You probably feel this is difficult.
为什么呢
？And why？
乃是我们每个人还有己在我们的里头。
Because we have this self in us.
今天神在我们在教会当中要得着教会基督身体合一的见证。
And then if Lord will receive the testimony of the oneness.
神在做一件。非常不容易的工作。
And God has to work very hard.
我们说神是万能的神。
We know God is powerful.
那在神有什么难成的事呢
？There's nothing impossible in Him.
然而我们看两千多年教会的历史。
But through the history of this 2000 church history of this during this 2000.
主的身体为什么神的教会在地上不能彰显基督的荣耀和丰盛
？Why the body of Christ, which is the church, cannot manifest?
为什么教会不能够做那身体合一的见证
？And why church cannot testify the oneness of the Holy Spirit？
就是我们每个人里头的那个己。
That is the self, the selfishness in us。
在这次特会当中，江守道弟兄做了一个见证。
And at this West Coast Conference, and Brother Stephen Kong had a testimony。
他有一次他到秘鲁去探望一对非常爱主的。弟兄姐妹。
And one time he went to Peru to visit a brother and sister.
他们在那里宣教。
And then they proclaim gospel there.
他们向当地在亚马逊那一带的土著们做主耶稣的见证。
And then testify the Lord among the native people in the Amazon area.
所以江弟兄去那里探望这对夫妻。
And our brother went to visit people.
那刚好呢，在他们那个附近的几个部落呢，他们有一个特别的聚会，他们要举行一个特别聚会。
And there is a special conference at several tribes.
所以呢，这一对弟兄姐妹呢，就邀请江弟兄呢，也在这样的一个特别聚会当中呢，来做讲员。
And so this couple invited Brother Kong to be the speaker at that.
那后来在特别聚会的前一天，那个另外那个特会的讲员也来了。
And then the day before the conference, another speaker arrived.
那个讲员呢，他是在那个他们所在的那个村庄的附近其他的部落当中，在那里为主做见证传福音。
And then the other speaker was served at the nearby area for other tribes.
当这个弟兄呢，他。遇见了江弟兄
，and then so this brother met Brother Kong。
他知道江弟兄要跟他一同的配搭，在这个服事当，在这个特会当中来服事。
To work together to serve the conference。
当然我们知道这个弟兄一定是配主的。
And we know this brother loved the Lord very much。
他愿意牺牲到那样子荒野的部落去传主的福音。
Because he's willing to sacrifice to go to these poverty tribes to share gospel.
然后就开始问江弟兄一点问题。
And then he started to ask questions, and then to Brother Kong.
然后呢，问着，江弟兄慢慢知道说这个弟兄呢，他有一个企图。
And then during the conversation, Brother Kong and noticed a purpose of his service.
江弟兄呢就很警觉的避开了一些尖锐的问题。
So Brother Kong is alerted to avoid some sharp questions.
但这个另外这个弟兄呢，他还是紧追不放。
But this brother is still asking questions.
他就开始问姜立聪一个问题，说,
and then he started asking a question to Brother Kong, and then he asked,
他说你相不相信复活?
Do you believe the revelation? Or do you believe the rapture?
姜立聪说，我当然相信，因为圣经上让我们看见，当主再来的时候，他的教会要被提。
So Kong says, of course, because the Bible tells us when Lord is coming the second time, the whole church will be raptured.
在基督里的人，无论是睡了的还是醒着的，都要被提。
And then all the people in Christ, no matter it is slept or it was still alive, will all be raptured.
而这个弟兄，他仍然紧追不舍。
But this brother still asks questions.
问他说，那你说是一次被提呢，还是好，还是？ 不止一次被提,
and he asked, will you be raptured once or several times?
姜立聪他就回答说，我相信基督徒都会被提。
So Brother Kong answered, so I believe that all Christians will be raptured.
然后这个弟兄仍然就是拼档，就是一定要他回答是相信一次还是多次。
So this brother pinned down the question is once or several times.
姜立聪 就很谦和地告回答这个弟兄，根据他对圣经的认识，对主的话语的认识，他相信会有多次的被提。So
our brother Kwang, he answered sincerely because according to his knowledge, he said it will be many times.
当他这样回答,
according to a different
his understanding.
His understanding.
当他这样回答这位弟兄的时候,
and when he answered this brother,
这弟兄就 指责姜立聪说，你是不相信圣经的人。
And then this brother rebuked Brother Kwang, and he said, you do not believe Bible.
所以他就对在那里服侍的一些弟兄姐妹们说，如果姜立聪讲，他就不讲。
Also, he talked to the couple, and then if Brother Kwang speak, then he will not speak.
弟兄姐妹，这是不是也是发生在我们身上呢？
The brothers, this is, it happened to us too.
今天我们可能去买菜，去餐馆，去哪个地方游玩。
Maybe we go to grocery and we go to restaurant to eat, we go play, we go out.
碰见了弟兄姐妹。
And then actually you will meet a brother or sister.
哎呀，我们听到他也是信的。
And then you know he's a believer.
我们就好高兴。
And we're so glad.
就开始跟他有交通。
And then we start the fellowship.
一交通的时候呢，刚开始他信主耶稣，我也信主耶稣，我们就好喜乐。
And during the fellowship at the beginning, you know you are all the believers, you're so happy.
那我们是不是停在那里呢？
Are we just stop there?
一般不是的。
Mostly not.
下个问题呢？
Next question is,
我们问说，那你是在哪里聚会？
And then we'll say, and then what location you go for the gathering?
这个基督徒就回答，我在路德会，我在长老会。
And maybe they will answer, I will go to the Church of Lutheran or the Presbyterian.
这是我们。 如果我们是在其他的宗派，
if we are goes to the other branches, other branch,
这个交通啊就停在那里了。
Our fellowship probably will be ceased.
所以我们看见在神儿女们当中那个合一是如何的，是我们常常不能够保守的。
And then see the oneness is hard for us to keep.
所以我们看到 姜立兄当这样子来回答跟他讲的时候，
when that brother his brother Kwang,
姜立兄他心里一想，这个弟兄是在当地服侍的。
And then Brother Kwang talked about this brother was served at that area.
姜立兄在那里几天之后，他就要离开。
And then Brother Kwang will leave after several days later.
所以我们看见我们的姜立兄，他就在那里竭力保守圣灵里的合一。
So our brother, he will make effort to keep the oneness of the Holy Spirit.
这乃是主的性格在他身上。
And this is the character of the Lord revealed in him.
他能够用谦卑。 用温柔，用忍耐，用爱心，用和平。
And then he can do this with his humbleness, gentleness, and patience, love, and peace.
他从那次的特会服侍当中就退下来。
So he withdraw from the service.
过几天他就离开那个地方。
And then he left several days later.
然后事后就有在当地的弟兄姐妹就问。
And then after that, and then some brothers and sisters at the area asked him.
就问说姜立兄来这里为什么？ 他没有讲。
They say, brother, you came here. Why you, why didn't speak?
他是问别人，问那个其他当时的弟兄姐妹。It's okay.
Okay.
所以我们看见今天在圣灵的合一已经赐给了我们。
So we see the oneness of the Holy Spirit has already given to us.
但今天主要我们竭力的保守。
But the Lord asks us to make effort to keep it.
我们乃是需要主的性格。
And we need the characters of the Lord.
需要主的生命。
We need the life of Christ.
我们需要舍己，背十字架，我们才能够竭力保守圣灵里的合一。
We need deny ourselves and take the cross so that we make effort to keep the oneness of the Holy Spirit.
那我们如何能够从这已经得着的圣灵的合一呢？能够达到在真道上，在认识神儿子上面能够完全的合一呢
？And then how can we from the beginning point of the oneness of the Holy Spirit and to reach the unity of to know the Christ and then to
借着交通
and then through fellowship.
我们看见神儿女们之间的交通是何等的重要。
And then we see how important the fellowship among God's people.
在哥林多前书第九节告诉我们
，In Corinthians chapter 1,
我们蒙召
，And then we called.
我们蒙召乃是进入。耶稣基督的交通里面
，We are called into the fellowship of Christ，
来进入神儿子的交通
，And then into the fellowship of the Son of God。
而这个交通就是三一神之间的那个交通
，And this fellowship is among the Trinity God。
也就是在宇宙间唯一那合一的交通里面
，And then it is the oneness, the fellowship in oneness of the universe。
所以基督徒我们所得着的生命从主所得着的这个生命是一个交通的生命
the life we receive is the life of fellowship
基督徒的生活也应该是一个交通的生活
our life should be the life with fellowship
你能够想象这身体的哪一个肢体它跟元首在这个身体里头是不连结的吗
can you imagine one of the member is not connected to the head
所以我们看见我们这个身体是非常的奥妙
so no this body is a secret
它有两个奇妙也非常宝贵的系统
and this has a very two mysterious system and also are precious
一个是血液血管的系统
one is the blood system
另一个是神经的系统
another is the neural system
所以看见整个身体从头到这个身体都透过这个血管系统和这个神经系统呢把我们全部联络在一起
so that our whole body was connected by the blood system and then the neural system
我们知道血里面有生命
we know life blood comes with life
所以我们看见这身体的血液系统来让我们看见就是基督主基督的生命
so we see the vascular system has the lifeOf Christ.
这主的生命把我们众人联络在一起
And this life and is to unify all of us together
而这身体的神经系统乃是指着圣灵
And the narrow system is refers to the Holy Spirit
在三一神里面的那位圣灵
The Holy Spirit in the Trinity God
如今也住在你我的里面
And now he dwells in you and in me
圣灵把我们联络在一起
the Holy Spirit to unify us together
让我们都连于元首基督
so that we all connected to our commander Jesus
教之间有所连结
and so we are bound to each other
所以我们看见教会是基督的身体是何等奥妙的一个真
so you know this is a mysterious truth that purchased the body of Christ
然而今天我们蒙神所召就是进入这个三一神的交通里面
and then we are caught into the Trinity God in the fellowship of him
所以我们知道弟兄姐妹我们彼此的交通所根据的乃是这个生命是根据生命
you know our fellowship among each other is based on this life
不是你我的生命
it is not the life from you and I
乃是基督的生命
but it's the life of Christ
所以我们能够有合一的交通
so that we can have this oneness fellowship
我们交通的根据乃是这个生命
and then our principle of our fellowship is the life
而我们交通的内容呢乃是主的自己
and the content of the fellowship is the Lord himself
所以我们这样子就清楚明白一件事
and then now it's clear
就是圣经上所告诉我们的这个交通
and then the fellowship that is the Bible tells us
你发现我们与那还没有信主的福音朋友能不能交通呢
and do you think you can fellowship with the unbelievers
我们就不能够交通
and no
因为他们没有基督的生命在里面
because they don't have the life of Christ in them
我们可以跟他们作见
we can testify to them
我们可以跟他们传扬主耶稣
we can tell them the Lord
当他们信主了以后
but after they receive the Lord
他们里头跟我们有一样一式一样的生命
They will have the same life that we have.
有了这个同样的生命
When we have the same life,
我们就能够有交通
Then you have fellowship.
借着交通
And through this fellowship,
就把我们带到那真理的合一
It will bring us to the oneness of the truth.
借着这个生命的交通就把我们带到认识神儿子的合一里
And through the fellowship of life, and then they will bring us to the body of Christ.
所以我们交通是根据生命
Now our fellowship is based on life.
而交通的内容乃是主基督的自己
But the content is the Lord himself.
当我们交通是主的自己的时候
When we fellowship, this is Lord himself.
圣灵就把我们带进认识神儿子的合一的里头。
So the Holy Spirit will take us into the oneness of the Holy Spirit.
有年长弟兄这么说一句话。
And a elder brother said
他们说基督叫人和。
And then Christ make people into one.
事物叫人分。
But the things will divide people into different groups.
就是基督主基督他的身。我们借着交通就把我们带进那更深更完全的合头。
Through the fellowship of the life of Christ, and then it will bring us into one.
但是事物呢
？But things.
就是这些 matters.
The matters.
无论是宗派也好。
No matter is religion.
无论是人的想法做法也好。
Or the idea from man.
无论是我们的喜好也好。
Or on all our enjoyment.
我们的方法也好。
The method.
这都是基督以外的事物。
This is all other.
这些事物就叫神的儿女们分。
Those matters will divide, the God's people.
所以我们刚刚看到那个例子，我们碰到弟兄姐妹的时候。
So that example when you meet a brother or sister.
你有基督的生命。
You have a life of Christ.
我有基督的生命。
I have a life of Christ.
我们能够交通。
And we can fellowship.
基督叫人和。
Because Christ make us into one.
借着交通，我们进入那更完全的合一。
And then through the fellowship, we will into this perfect oneness.
当我们提到你是哪一个，在哪个聚会
？When we mention where do you, what place do you go?
哦，你是这个宗派。
And then you belong to this religion.
我是这个宗派。
I belong the other one.
就叫人分。
And those matters and then make us assess.
姐妹，我用一个我们比较熟悉的例子。
Give an example which is we know.
我们知道主的教会应当为主做见证。
We know the Church of Christ supposed to testify the
Lord. 神的儿女应当传扬主的福音。
God's people and should share gospel.
当我们为主做见证的时候
，When we testify for the Lord,
发现我们是合一的。
And then we are in one.
弟兄姐妹都盼望能够来传福音，为主做见证。
And then brothers and sisters, we all want to testify to the Lord, and then you proclaim gospel.
所以当我们来为了筹备一个福音聚会，我们一同来开会讨论的时候
，But when we have a meeting to discuss what to do for the sharing meeting, for the gospel meeting,
有的人认为我们聚会应该这样做。
And some people we should do this way.
有的人说我们应该这样子做。
Some say we should do the other way.
我们应该有大型的福音聚会。
We should have a humongous meeting.
有人说我们应该在家里面有家庭的福音聚会。
And sometimes we should have a small group at families.
福音聚会应该这样子安排，这个时间那个时间。
We should arrange time, different time.
这个人有这个人的意见，那个人有那个人不同的意见。
We have so many opinions.
你发现我们传福，我们是合一的。
And then we know we are in one to proclaim.
当我们在那里为着事物在那里争辩的时候
，When we argue for the detail matters,
我们发现那合一就破坏了。
And then this oneness will be broken.
我们就没有办法进入那，没有办法借着交通把我们带进那更深的合一里头。
There's no way we can be bring into the oneness.
弟兄姐妹，为什么在这里主的话要我们要竭力来保守这个合一
？That is why Lord tells us we have to make all effort to keep the oneness of the Holy Spirit.
当我们一起交通的时候
，When we have fellowship，
我们要记得基督叫我们把我们带进更深的合一。
We need to remember that Christ will guide us into the higher oneness, the perfect oneness.
在基督以外的事物
，And all things other outside Christ，
常常是我们天然心思所看重的这些。基督以外的事物。
And then our nature is to emphasize we would like to pay more attention to this other things.
因着我们己。
That's because ourselves.
因着我们天然亚当的生命。
Because this nature life from Adam. Because our pride.
我们在那里坚持基督以外的这些事。
We insist things on outside Christ.
就叫我们失去了那身体合一的见证。
So we lose the unity, the testimony of the oneness.
所以我们看见今天。神的心意盼望我们借着交通能够达到那更深更完全的合一。
So that we see the heart of the Lord, heart is of the Lord, and He is through the fellowships we can into the perfect oneness.
而在神这样的工作里面，最大的一个拦阻和障碍不是别的，就是我们自己。
The great hindrance is ourselves.
就是我们天然这个己的生命。
It is our nature self.
甚至于到了一个地步。
Till to the point,
我就不服侍了。
I'm not going to serve.
既然你们坚持你们的做法
，and even though you insist your since you insist,
我就不参与了。
So I'll give up.
发现那个合一的见证就破坏了。
And then you will break the testimony of oneness.
甚至到了一个地步，我不来聚会了。
Until to the point, and I will leave the gathering.
我的身体的见证是何等遭到损。
It's so that the testimony, the oneness, will suffer loss.
我们这次在特会之后有机会和一家弟兄姐妹有点交通。
And after the summer conference, I had fellowship with some brothers and sisters.
这个弟兄原本曾经也是在教会中非常火热爱主服侍主的。
Of this brother, he was have the fervent to serve the Lord.
但是他在服侍的当中，他看见了一些弟兄姐妹的不完全的地方。
Among his service, and he see that the flaws from other brothers and sisters.
就指出弟兄姐妹的错误来。
He pointed out the mistakes from other brothers and sisters.
指出以后弟兄姐妹不听。
And after he pointed out, they don't listen to him.
更生气的再说。
And then so he insists to point it out.
哎呀，给教会带来很大的难处。
It brings difficulties at the church.
到后来呢？
And later,
他自己呢就不来聚会了。
And he left the church. He left the gathering.
有好长一段时间，他就离开聚会。
And for a long time.
弟兄姐妹，我们看见身体和的见证是如何仇敌撒旦这样的攻击，各方面的攻击。
You know the testimony of the unity. It is attacked by the Satan.
而我们的己就成为撒旦来破坏教会合一见证的那个工具。
And then our selfishness becomes the tool that used by Satan.
我们去年就与这个弟兄姐妹有交通。
And then last year I had a fellowship with this brother and sister.
我们用各样爱心的话来劝告他。
We encourage him with the loving kind words.
但我们发现我们弟兄他里头他觉得他非常是有理的。
But in his heart, and he thinks he's still reasoning.
他说他原本就最恨恶那个假冒为善的是人事物。
And he said he hated the things that the hypocrite things and people.
那姐妹有没有道理？
Is there reasonable?
所以他看见了，他不平就要明。
When he sees, and then he will rebuke.
明了再不听就发脾气。
And then if people don't listen to him, and then he will throw a fit.
发脾气没有用，他就离开聚会。
And then after he was mad and it's useless, and he left.
因为我们看见蒙给撒旦如何我们这个己天然己的生命来破坏教会身体合一的见证。
So you see how Satan will destroy the testimony of the unity by using ourself.
感谢主。弟兄姐妹在那里，在主的面前，特别是他的妻子在主面前为他祷告。
Praise the Lord, and that brother, his wife prayed for him.
我们都很惊奇的，今年在特会当中，哎，居然见到他。
Amazingly, at the summer conference, we saw him.
我们问了几个跟他比较熟的弟兄姐妹，没有一个人特别把他给踹来的。
We asked some brothers and sisters who know him very well. Actually, no one. It's just to force him come.
所以我们相信是主的工作。
So we believe that's the work from God.
就当他来参加这样的特会。
When he comes to the conference.
今年特会的信息是达到最高峰，讲到神永远的旨意的成就。
And then this conference is talking about God's eternal purpose will be accomplished.
我们也不敢期待说他会有太多咒。
And then we didn't dare to expect that he received much of the message.
然后主借着在讲义中最后一篇的最后一天的一个信息。
But praise the Lord at the last speech of Brother Kwong.
这个弟兄所分享的见证。
And then through the testimony that the brother shared.
圣灵在他里头让他看见他自己。
The Holy Spirit and speak to him so he saw himself, the selfishness.
他稍微看见自己就是那破坏身体合一见证的那个人。
And then he saw himself is the one who break the oneness.
他告诉我们说。
He told us.
他里面实在是知道他所坚持的是不应该的。
And he know what he insists is not reasonable.
但是他却仍还没有办法能够放下。
But he could not let go.
他就想到那FB Meyer 弟兄的那个见证。
So he thought about the testimony from the FB Meyer.
他所坚持觉得说我是有理，我是对的那一点。
He insists the point that I have a reason.
他所指出来的。是的确弟兄姐妹的错误是不对的。
What he appointed it was from other brother.
但是他就察觉，那就好像是他里面的那把小钥匙。
And then he noticed that is a key from his heart.
所以说在其他方面，他愿意让主耶稣来做他的主。
And so he would like the Lord become his Lord.
但他觉得这件事情这一点呢，他所坚持的呢，他还是有理的。
And then other things he can let the Lord arrange, but for this point, he think he has reason to insist.
我们感谢主。
But praise the Lord.
我们虽然没有办法把我们自己全人全心完全的来奉献给主。
And then even there's no way for us to wholly offer ourselves to the Lord.
但只要我们在主面前有一个心愿。
But if we have a willing heart.
有一个祷告。
We have a prayer.
就像 FB Meyer 弟兄在主面前所做的祷告。
It's like the prayer from the FB Meyer.
主啊，虽然我不愿意，
Lord,
虽然我不能，
Lord, even I'm not able to,
虽然我不愿意把我生命当中所最坚持的那一点来交给你。
Even I'm unwilling to win over something that I'm holding.
但主啊，你使我愿意。
But Lord, make me be willing.
这是我们在主面前可以有的祷告。
That is the prayer we can do.
好叫我们能够来竭力保守圣灵里的合一。
So that we can keep the oneness of the Holy Spirit.
好叫我们能够借着舍己。
And then, and through deny ourselves.
借着十字架在我们身上的工作。
Through the work of the cross.
叫我们能够借着在基督里的交通。
And then through the fellowship in Christ.
我们能够在真道上，在认识神儿子上面，能够达到那完全的合一。
So we can come to the unity of faith, and then to know the Son of God.
弟兄姐妹，这是神托给我们的一个见证。
And the Lord, this is the testimony that Lord entrusted us.
神把这么宝贵的一件事托付给我们。
And then God entrusted us so precious thing.
我们现在在主面前感到惭愧。
And then we feel ashamed.
主知道我们软弱。
And Lord knows our weaknesses.
但他却仍然愿意把他儿子的见证托付给我们。
But he still would like to entrust the task his son to us.
愿主的爱更多的人来激励我们。
And may the Lord encourage us.
我们能够因着他爱你。
Because of his love.
我们靠着圣灵的能力。
By the power of the Holy Spirit.
我们能够来竭力保守。这个合一。
Let us make efforts to keep the oneness of the Holy Spirit.
叫我们在地上真真实实能够为主做那身体合一的见证。
So that we can testify in reality that is the oneness of His Son.
那我们一起低头在这边。
And let's pray.
主，我们敬拜你，唯有你是神。
Lord, we worship you. You are God.
主啊，没有人会把贵重的东西托付给那不信实的人。
And no one will entrust the precious things to the people who's unfaithful.
主啊，你却将你所最宝贝的托付给你的教会。
But Lord, you entrusted your church the most precious thing.
托付给我们这些软弱不配的人。
And to entrust the people who come with weaknesses.
主，我们在你面前还是认罪悔改。
Lord, we confess our sins before.
主，我们才是愿你的话语深深地在我们心里。
May you imprint your words to our hearts.
叫我们能够认识你所托付给我们的是什么。
So that we know what you entrusted us.
主，好叫我们能够竭力保守圣灵里的合一。
So that we can make effort to choose the, to keep the oneness in Holy Spirit.
更仰望圣灵在我们身上更深十字架的工作。
We look upon the work that the Holy Spirit.Spirit working on us.
主，除去我们己里头一切好的、不好的。
Remove everything from ourselves.
主，好叫我们能够进入神儿子的交通。
So that we can enter the fellowship of the Son of God.
好叫我们借着彼此的交通。
Through our fellowship.
叫我们能够在真道上，在认识你的上面，能够达到那完全的合一。
So we can come to the oneness in of faith and in the knowledge of your Son.
主，这是你的心意。
This is your heart desire.
这是你的旨意。
This is your will.
主，我们愿意说，愿你的旨意成就。
We're willing to say, Lord, may your will be done.
我们再一次再将自己来献给你。
And once again, we offer up in your hands. May you accomplish your work.
祷告奉主耶稣基督的名。
In Jesus' name, we pray. Amen. Amen.